Hello, diamond beauties and interdimensional beings of light. It's Lisa here, your mystic guide, inviting you to come and take a ride with me as we journey through space and time. Our mission is to create conscious content for 1111D, sharing resources of light for the new reality. Welcome to the Buddhist Biohacker.
Buddhist Biohacker would like to thank our partners Block Therapy, Purity Coffee, Dry Farm Wines, Omnia, and 2-1 Photography. Information can be found on lisamgunshore.com. Join our forum at miwi.com/Buddhist Biohacker and watch live on YouTube on the Buddhist Biohacker channel.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back to our One Heart, One Earth Global Awakening event for November 2020. Welcome in. We already have comments. Lily says, thank you, Michelle, for posting about the November Awakening 2020. I've noted some wonderful information and heard amazing sessions. And Michelle, you and I were just talking about this before. I mean, isn't it been just amazing this week?
Oh, it has been amazing. I mean, I was telling you, Lisa, that what I watch it on the day and I think, oh, this is the most amazing. Like this is so awesome. This is the best. And then the next day I'm like, oh my gosh, this is amazing too. It's just the people that you have assembled and brought together to help us all awaken. I just can't thank you enough for, you know, for what you've done and for allowing me to be a part of it. I'm so honored. So,
oh, well, it's an honor to, you know, we attract, you know, we all attracted each other. And I think So it's an honor for all of us to be together. And I'm just, I know we talked about it before we went live, but I'm so grateful to have met you. I mean, as a psychic medium, we really do need to stick together. Same with channel. I mean, it's really everybody. But I think when you have a certain experience, there's not everybody you can text or call and say, hey, I'm feeling this or this happened today that understand it. And what I'm realizing is we're not alone.
Yeah, no, thank God. Thank God we're not alone.
I know. I mean, how many years have you been working as a medium and you have a really intense day or a couple of sessions in a row that are like, whoa, like that was really hard and people are grieving and things. And you just kind of have to deal with it. And your husband or your partner or friends or whatever, you can talk about it, but not really. And what I've realized this year is it's like, oh my God, there's somebody I can text or call and say, dang, like this was really tough today. And they like get it.
Yes. Yes. And I think that is, we can't minimize that. Like that is so important and so essential because you can talk to people about it and just be like, oh, today was a challenge. It was really, there was a lot of emotion or, you know, it was so emotional or whatever. And they're like, oh, that's hard or whatever. And, oh, you know, give you some comfort. But to be like, I understand that because I've been there. It, you know, there's nothing like that because it is unique. It is different. And it is, it has a impact like nothing else, you know? I mean, it just really does, you know, and it's work that I'm so honored to do. I always say that, like, I didn't know that I would do this. You know, I didn't plan to be a professional medium, but I am so blessed and grateful that my path led me here because I know what it does for me when I hear from my loved ones, you know, the comfort it brings and everything. So to be able to do that for other people, you know, it's just, and grief is, you know, I think that grief is prevalent right now, You know, like there are some stats that, you know, depression has risen like 843% since March, across the board, which is just makes my heart sad. But I think that actually it's grief. A lot of it is grief and we don't realize it because we don't really realize what grief is. But, you know, whatever we can do to help people, I'm all for that, to help, you know, manage all of this. And I'm grateful that I have people like you that I can say, you're feeling this too, or you had this too. Oh, thank God. It's not just me. We always want to have, you know, a friend along with us. So I'm grateful.
Oh, me too. And everybody on here now knows you as a medium because we've done Meeting of the Mediums a couple times. And yes. and we did, everyone, we did get our 2021 prediction show scheduled here. I've just got to confirm the time, but we've got it figured out. So don't worry, coming up in December, we'll share. And that's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great.
Oh, it's going to be so great. But today is the day we get to highlight your work as the accidental aromatherapist.
Yes.
And, you and I spoke and I got some of your products, which are here on my little sacred altar here that mm-hmm. I love so much. These are just two of them. Mm-hmm. So, and first off, aromatherapy is amazing. But these yes. are amazing. And my littlest loves to, every day she comes in my office, she's like, can I spray them? Can I spray them? Oh. She loves to spray them. It's so cute.
I love that.
Oh, it's so cute. So why don't you share how you became the accidental aromatherapist? Because your topic's all about that today.
Yes. Well, it truly was accidental. I've always been intuitive and also very sensitive, empathic. You know, most people, I think everybody is empathic to a point. I was super open and sensitive and thought that my whole house was fragrance free. And I didn't think that I could use essential oils and things like that because I was so sensitive. And then, one event changed all of that. I was asked to get some grapefruit essential oil for a women's group I was going to. And when I went to the store, first of all, I was amazed at the number of essential oils that are available, the different brands, and you know, they varied so much. And then I was amazed at how different they all were. And some of them I knew immediately, like, I can't use this. And some I knew, oh, I think this would work. And so it opened up a whole new world to me. And around this time, I had started doing my work professionally, mediumship and intuitive readings. And I was feeling really overwhelmed by all the energy that I was taking on from my clients and energy that I was feeling in the place I was working. And I knew I needed something. I couldn't do sage in between every client. And I knew that the owner of the store would not want me in there saging all the time. So I did some research and I found that there's a certain kind of salt that you can use that cleans and clears energy as effectively as sage. So I made that and I loved it. And then I thought, well, you know, I found out that I could use some essential oils without, you know, being too sensitive. So maybe I could make a spray that smelled really good and cleared energy. And so that was really my first foray into creating a recipe intuitively. And that's my spray that I call Clear. And it's to clear the energy in spaces, rooms, like cars, things like that. And I started using it and I couldn't believe what it did. And then it just kind of went from there. So I started thinking, gosh, you know, I'm having some depression. I wonder if I could make a blend that would help with that. And so then I created Protect, and then it just kind of grew from there. And, you know, and that's why I call myself the accidental aromatherapist, because no intention to even use the products, essential oils, let alone have my own line. But once I realized what it did for me and for people I love, because that's how it grew too. People started saying, could you make a blend for this? My husband would have an issue and I'd think, I've got to do something. I can help him with that. So I, you know, come up with a blend. So all of my blends are mine. They're all intuitively created. They're unique. They're custom in that way. You're not going to find them anywhere else. So
I love it. And I've loved, because I'm very sensitive too, of course, right? And mm-hmm. I just really love how they feel. Like when I spray it in the air, it's like you can feel the vibration and the energy. It's so awesome. And hi, Carrie says yes. And I have to say thank you to Carrie and Cheryl and Sherry, because you guys were holding some space for me this morning. I'm feeling like a new person after this morning. It was kind of a rough night. So thank you. Hi, Leslie. Hi, Michelle. Michelle says so many essential oils claim they're natural, therapeutic grade, and they are not. They're really just chemicals.
Yeah.
And Leslie says Michelle's products are fabulous. I have so many of them.
Thank you.
And Carrie has a question for you. She said, I avoid essential oils, as you did, Michelle, how can one determine which essential oils can be used daily? Is that something you would help me work through?
Absolutely, Carrie. I can connect with you personally, just like I did with Lisa, and like I offer to my clients and anyone who's interested. I recommend which oils would be good for you. And with your energy of where you are right now, I find that essential oils are not one size fits all. And if somebody tells me they have a headache, I don't just recommend like my essential oil that's mostly a pain reliever. I connect with the person and feel what's going on, what's causing the headache. And we address it at that level. So yes, I think that how I can help you with that, absolutely, Carrie. And then just in general, I always tell people to, if you want to know how an essential oil is going to work with you or if it's right for you, I always tell them to hold it. Take the essential oil and hold it in your hand and feel it. The other thing that I always say to do is to smell the essential oil with your eyes closed. You want to always smell with your eyes closed, because when our eyes are open, we can't not think. We're always thinking when our eyes are open. So when we're smelling, we're thinking, huh, what does that smell like? Do I recognize that? Is that orange in there? Maybe it's cinnamon. We're thinking, thinking, thinking. And that's really not the place that we want to come to with products. We want to come to an embodied space where we're feeling the energy of the product. And when we smell with our eyes closed, we really feel where they land, how they work with us. That's how you really get a sense. When I started talking about how I became the accidental aromatherapist, that first night with the grapefruit, I intuitively closed my eyes when smelling them. I didn't know why I was doing it. It just felt right. And that really helped me to tune into, ooh, this one is no. And this one, yeah, we'll go there. You know, this one works. Had I been thinking, had my eyes been open, I would not have had the same experience. So that's kind of a long answer to that question, Carrie. But yes, I would love to help you. Message me. I don't know if I can put anything in the chat, but
I can post something for you here. So
okay. So post Michelle with one L at michellesnelling.com. And then you can email me if anyone has a question. About any of this, just email me and I would love to help you to get clarity.
Yeah, I think the thing that's so unique about Michelle and so cool is she uses her gifts as a psychic medium to really pair up what works for you. So when I got my little package from her, it was all these goodies of like these different things that were just for me. Although you want to know the funniest thing? I'm pretty sure that my cleaning lady took my bath scrubs.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And that particular person never came back. It was a new person the next time, which was very interesting to me. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Oh, no. You know, yeah. So those went away. So it was a sad day because they were so great.
Well, we will fix that. I will get some new ones to you because especially now, with everything that's going on, those scrubs are essential, because they clean our energy on such a deep level. And, you know, we take on so much, especially positive ions that we don't process those through our kidney and liver like we do other things. And they just stay and they're heavy and they make us feel awful. And so you need that scrub. So I'll get some to you, Lisa.
I know, it's so true. Carrie said she must have needed them. And I agree. I mean, it's kind of funny and kind of weird at the same time, but because she knows what I do for a living too. So it's kind of a weird, but whatever. Whatever. But let's talk about, so we're talking about remembering who we are and awakening and all these things. And the topic is removing your amnesia with essential oils, which, by the way, I would love that topic.
Yeah.
So let's get into it.
Okay. So several years ago, like I don't even know how long ago, it's been a while, but I was on this quest of self-awareness and I had what I now know is a little bit of faulty thinking. I was coming at it with something that wasn't serving me. I was thinking, I need to learn who I am. I need to learn how to be who I'm meant to be. And one day during meditation, I was, you know, really working hard at it. And it just like came, like I heard, you need to stop trying to learn and just remember who you are. Mm-hmm. And that like changed everything, because I realized that our soul knows who we are and we know our soul, but through living this life of being human and coming into contact with everybody who's not quite connected, we learn to quiet it and we forget who we are. It's like an amnesiac. They don't know who they are. They don't remember, but everything is still there. All those memories, all those experiences are still there waiting for them to wake up, right?
Yeah.
And that's how I believe it is for each of us humans. You know, we're spiritual beings here learning how to have a human experience, which requires us to awaken and remember who we are. And so in that process of, you know, really remembering who I am and awakening to that, I found that essential oils were a huge benefit to me and a huge support, and made it much easier. They opened up that memory. They allowed me to remember and kind of, you know, clear the fog of amnesia. And so, you know, that's where I really started talking about it. Like, these are powerful. It's powerful earth medicine if you have the right ones, you know, like, who said that? Michelle said there are so many people tout essential oils, or so many companies tout them as, you know, good and organic and therapeutic grade, and they're not. They're just not. I mean, when you look at a lavender plant, it's so simple. The stock is so simple, but there are so many ways that they can get lavender oil from that plant. And the way that it's just, you know, the way that it's manufactured and received from the plant determines the quality of it. And there's easier ways and there's more challenging ways, right? Mm-hmm. And so it really determines how well they're going to work for you. And the only way that you're going to get the bang for your buck out of essential oils is if they are the highest quality therapeutic grade and, you know, have a really high vibration and energy. And that's important. I have a friend who does energy clearings, and she measures light measurements. And last year, just out of the blue, she sent me a message and she says, I just want to let you know that I just had the feeling today to measure one of your oils. And I can't remember which blend she did. She said, but I just wanted to measure it and see where it lands on the chart, you know, from zero to millions. And my blend was a million.
Wow.
It, I know, was I was so excited, because that means that, you know, it they really are what I feel they are and believe they are. So and that's what we want. When we are working on remembering who we are, right? We're increasing our vibration. That's what we're hoping. We're increasing our frequency. We want to use products that are going to meet us there and exceed, right? Mm-hmm. If not, they're not going to be effective. If yeah. we're up here at our frequency and we're using products that are here, they're not going to work. And then we're going to think there's something wrong with the products. Yeah. Probably not something wrong with the products, just not for us, right? And especially when we're talking about deep spiritual work, we've got to have products that are, like I said, at least where we're at or exceeding mm-hmm. to be effective.
It totally makes sense. Do you have special blends you use, like when you're doing readings and that kind mm-hmm. of thing?
Oh, yes. So depending on what I'm feeling, I have a blend called Insight, which is all for the third eye, you know, the mm-hmm. sixth energy center. I love to use that when I'm doing intuitive work. Oftentimes it's a recipe. It's a combination of them. I will use something to ground. To ground my root chakra, to ground my solar plexus, often something for my throat chakra, and, you know, and something for that. So it just depends on where I'm at. You know, I try to tune in before I'm doing this work and feel like, what do I need? Where is my frequency low, or where is my energy not in flow? And, you know, pick the blend that's for that.
That's so cool. Oh my God. I love it. I might have to, I really think, I was thinking the other day, it'd be cool to have something to just, I created this spot over here on this backwards here, over here, to really honor my ancestors and connect with them. And, so I've been using some feathers and burning some sage, but, I bet you can make a blend for that. So we'll have to,
We'll have to
collaborate on that. Cause yeah, I mean, I just think there are so many different things. What are you going to have a surviving 2020 blend?
Oh my God. Yes. Well, I actually, there's a brand new blend that I created. So let me back up. I created a blend. It started coming to me probably November last year in 2019, and I could not understand what it was for. I just didn't, it didn't make sense because it kept coming to me and I knew that it was going to be for a few months, you know, months in the future. And it didn't make sense why it was like for the collective to soothe our nervous systems. And it didn't make sense. So then along comes March, you know, 2020. And I'm like, oh, now I understand. That's called soothe. But, there is a blend that has been coming to me, for the last few months. And I've got I don't know what you want to call it, a membership, a subscription. It's like a full subscription where you get a box in the mail, like you do with a subscription box, but it's full spiritual, emotional support for the entire month as well. So you don't just get a box in the mail and then have fun. I call it Grown Up Timeout Plus. And so it's where I launch new things often. And so I've got a brand new blend that I created called Reclaim. And it is all about us reclaiming our sense of self, reclaiming the incredibly precious real estate that is our mind and our heart, and really getting out of the story. Mm. That just like what we were talking about before we got on the live. Getting out of the narrative, right?
Yeah.
Which I think is what this is all about. This is what 2020 to me is all about, right? Mm-hmm. About turning our vision inward and getting as clear as we can about who we are, what we're here to do, how we want to do it. And oftentimes that requires getting out of the story. We can't do that in the story.
Yeah. And it's so easy. We were talking about this, and it's definitely worth talking about live, is it's so easy to get caught up in the narrative, especially as psychic mediums, because we do see the energy. You can't ignore the energy. And you also have clients asking you, and you know, we have a responsibility to share that information too, I think. So it's a weird thing because it, you know, what we were talking about is I feel like it's time to snap out of it. It's like, there is a desire to want to know, but at the same time, it just doesn't matter in our own process of development spiritually, because the process of spiritual development is going inward, not getting caught up in the stories. Predicting the stories is all fine to a point, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And yes to all that, Lisa, because it is, it is about going within. And when we can really, identify, I mean, it's not easy. It's not easy to identify when we're in a story or when we're connected to the narrative. Sometimes it's a little sneaky and it can be really subtle, and we can be completely involved in the narrative and not even realize it. You know what I mean? And I'm going to say, be completely involved in the narrative without ever speaking a word or ever typing a word. You know what I mean? It just occupies that precious real estate of our mind, which then occupies our heart. And, you know, what I keep feeling is, and I said this a lot at the beginning of the, you know, lockdown, but there's no time to mess around. Like, we don't have time to be messing around and, you know, putting off stuff and making decisions about our life. We don't have time. We just don't. We have today. We have this moment. That's all we're guaranteed. And I believe each person on this planet plays a pivotal role in the health and the well-being. And, you know, we have to do it. And, you know, I believe it's my opinion, my, you know, I've based my whole work on this, but we have things that can help us. It's not just my essential oils and my salt products. Those are one thing. There are so many tools, like this beautiful awakening event you've put together. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Thank God there are things like this that we can go to and get inspired and get information and get, you know, sound healings and all these meditations that, you know, have been going on. It's a tool that we need to have a larger spiritual toolkit now than we have ever had in our life.
Mm-hmm.
We have to have more things to draw from. Yep. Because I don't know if you have felt this, Lisa, but things are changing so quickly. Something that helped me, because I know we're all connected to the energy. We all feel it in one way or another.
Yep.
And something that helped me Monday isn't as effective today because the energy is shifting so quickly. We have to be on top of it. We have to be connected to our soul. We have to be deeply connected and embodied to ourselves, or we're not going to manage.
Yep. I totally agree. It's like a whirlwind of energy right now, and things are changing. I mean, it used to be you could throw your cards and it'd be like, oh yeah, this is going to happen. And it's like, well, that's what it says is going to happen today, but tomorrow it may actually be something else. And so I've really felt like there's this new ask of us who are sharing predictions and things like that to really be honest about the trajectory of the energy and not just say for sure these things are going to happen. Because I just think there is an alchemy to all of us as a collective. It's not like, it's just not the way it used to be. It just seems like, well, it depends on what everybody does today on planet Earth that totally will affect what happens tomorrow. And so I think it's really important for all of us to take that responsibility on. Yes. And recognize that if you're scrolling through Twitter all day, then that's going to have a different impact on the reality of the whole planet than if you spend the day in meditation or, you know, cleaning your home or walking out in nature. I mean, this is the need to connect with each other, with the planet. And you're right about this event and just sort of what we've done all year. I mean, really the direction or the call to action I got from my spirit team was you need to create a resource of light. Like, and they showed me like an encyclopedia of light. And that's what this has become. I mean, it really is. It's like, how many different modalities have we had on this channel? Yes. How many different people have we had in all of these different summits? How many different experiences? And I mean, we've even had like 5 different kinds of sound healings. I mean, meditations and all these things. And part of doing that was because that was the call to action. Because like you said, we need bigger toolkits.
Yep.
And as we all come into consciousness, the awakening that is occurring right now, those of us that have been through some of these, what happens is you wake up and you want to do it all. And Julie and I were talking about this yesterday, and there's a place for that. And that's kind of what this is. It's like, dude, I've done all this. It's how I know everyone that's been on the show, like, because I did it all. I went to all the different healers and psychics and had all these experiences. And I wanted to get that out there so that you could do it all, even if you're in your home on quarantine.
Yeah. And thank you again. I mean, I just can't thank you enough for that. And oh my gosh, I just love that visual of the encyclopedia of light. Oh my God, that's incredible. And, you know, I want to go back to what you said about, you know, where we're spending our time. Because when we're on Twitter, when we're on Facebook, when we're, you know, numbing is what I, you know,
yeah,
we're up here. And you know, that's not where we're at our most effective. That's not where we're firing on all cylinders. We have to drop from here into here. We have to be embodied in order to be connected to the the light within us in order to remember who we truly are and be the change and do what we're here to do, what you said, the responsibility to take responsibility. We have to go from here to do that. Doesn't work any other way. And, you know, that's one of the things I love about the essential oils, high quality essential oils, is they do that for us. Yeah. They bring us into the physical. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the first way they remind us of who we are, is by bringing us, you know, to being embodied, which most of us don't live embodied. We don't, we go through the majority of our day not being embodied. You know, we go through the majority of our day and our life up here. We're mm-hmm. just thinking, you know? And that's why I start almost every guided meditation I do, I start with a body scan. Because when's the last time you really addressed your body? Unless it was in pain, right? And we've got to change that. We want that to be one of the first things that we do. One of the first things we do is to get grounded, you know, and start our day that way. And then go through your day, like you said, spend the day meditating, cleaning, whatever brings you joy. And even some things that don't bring you joy, try to find the presence in it so that you can, you know, be involved in what you're doing is yeah. basically how I feel. Not always easy. We're human. We're not robots. But, you know, I think it's beautiful when we can do that.
Oh, Michelle, I love you. And I have the best pulse check for you guys. This is what I've been doing because, man, I got sucked in a couple months ago to everything. And, you know, because you start to get sucked into all these different narratives and stories. And as a psychic, like, I want to look at it. My husband wants me to look at it. What's true? What's not true? Right? You get all caught up in it. And there was a snapping out of it. So here's what I do, Michelle. And this is for everybody out there. This is the way to go. This is what I've been doing. So first off, when I get up in the morning, I'm not looking at my phone right away. That's number one.
Yes. Yes.
However, here's your check-in. When you pull up Twitter, if you're still on Facebook, my Facebook's long gone, but if you're on Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn or whatever the heck, social media, okay? When you turn it on, is the messaging matching your intuition? It's like, oh, yep, I expected all this. Or are you going, oh gosh, wow, is that true? Is this true? Is that true? Because if you're looking to be told what to do, then you are not in your heart center like you're talking about, Michelle.
Yes. Oh.
If you're going on there, ooh, and I get goosebumps everywhere.
Me too. I was just going to say, wow.
But if you're getting on Twitter and you're like, oh, yeah, this is what I've been seeing. Or gosh, yeah, that energy, boy, that felt crazy last night. Yep, this is it. That is when you're in your center and you're in discernment when you're looking at the narrative.
Yes.
We're all going to look at the narrative. We're human beings. We're all engaged on social media. Our businesses are on social media, all those things. We're on it right now on YouTube. All of us are here.
Yes.
But is the narrative guiding you, or is the energy that's guiding you showing you information in the narrative? Because here's the thing, the synchronicity, you guys know how this works. Spirit will synchronistically show you the posts, show you the messaging that needs to be seen if you're in your center. So that's what I've been doing, is if I'm scrolling through Twitter and it's like, man, the energy was wild. And then I look and I'm like, oh, there's this news and this thing. I see what's going on here. And you can see clairvoyantly the bigger picture. You can feel it depending on whatever your gifts are. Then you're in your heart center, you're using discernment, and it's just validating what you're feeling. You've got to be in your own information. And that goes for other psychics and channels and healers too. We all have to be really careful to not get our own community sucked into the narrative, you know? So you want to make sure you're not looking for some psychic to tell you the answer. And that's not just global. That's also with your relationships and stuff. If you're spinning, you're like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Well, if you're spinning, it's not healthy, whatever it is. So you have to pull yourself out of that narrative. So that was a long,
long-winded
thing, but
so important. And you know, the word discerning, I don't think that we can underplay like how important that is, because that discernment, that's a superpower that we all have, right? But we can't be in discernment up here. We've got to be in discernment in our heart. And that's, you know, that's where it comes from. And, you know, we all like, I have a love-hate relationship with social media because I don't love so many aspects of it, but I am so grateful for it, for things like this, for yeah. allowing me to connect with friends and family that live far away, you know, in a really real way, and, you know, and connect with clients and people that want information. So in so many ways, I'm grateful for it, but we have to manage it. And oh, is that cauldron? Oh my gosh. Oh, so gorgeous. On Friday the 13th. I love it.
A black cow. He was like, Mom, I need up here real yes. bad.
Yay. So he wants to be on camera. I love it. But you know, what you were saying about not getting on your phone right away in the morning, mm-hmm. I think that's really important. And I like to have like periods of the day where I literally put my phone somewhere and I don't know where it is. You know what I mean? Where I can just feel free to not be pulled to messages or whatever, just to have that space. And, you know, all of these things, the stories, the narrative, the thing that I think is important is there's a narrative outside of us that we want to be discerning about. And there's a narrative within us that we want to be discerning mm-hmm. about. Mm-hmm. And this narrative, the story within us is, you know, powerful. And it gets a lot of our attention, and it really serves us to be aware of it and to notice the patterns and to change it. And, you know, this is one of the ways that I think essential oils really are beneficial, the high quality, high frequency essential oils, because the good ones, the high frequency ones, have the ability to go into the amygdala part of our brain where we store our memories and basically our stories. And these are ours that we've, you know, our experiences we've had through our own life. They're also passed down in our DNA through our ancestors, right? So it's not easy to change a pattern. It's not easy to necessarily become aware of a pattern, but the essential oils go into that part if they're high quality, and they help start breaking it up so that we become more aware of it. And then it's easier to move the energy from the pattern. And, you know, that's how we change our story. You know what I mean? That's how we really change our story. It doesn't happen up here like we think. Like, you know, I adore Louise Hay, and, you know, she's such a pioneer. She was a pioneer. Yeah. And I love affirmations. But we can say affirmations all day long, but if we don't take action with it, it's not always as effective as we want. So, you know, moving that energy with the patterns brings about the action that we need.
Yep. It's so true. It's so true, Michelle. Like, oh my God, beautifully said. And I love all you guys' comments about the Encyclopedia of Light. So just so you know, that is the light library in the Ajatakasha Institute. So the Ajatakasha Institute is our new institute. And the light library is how you become a patron for us. So it's $44 a year. It's $4.44 a month. There's a free 14-day trial right now. But when you go into the Institute and you click Begin Your Journey, you can go in and to our light library page. But the light library is exactly that. It's all the presentations from all the summits. It's everything you need. There's also, I do bi-monthly divination classes. Those are all in the light library. All of my transmissions that are on video are in the light library. So yes, that Encyclopedia of Light is actually built, named, and ready for you to engage it. And it's also the way to support what I'm doing. You guys, I did all this for free. And I really haven't talked about it, but I felt like today was the day to say it. And I don't know why I'm saying it right now, but I guess because you're holding space for it, Michelle. But
absolutely.
I did all this for free. And my little niece, Sienna, who also helps, did this for free. And there were other people who gifted their time for free and gave service to help with many different things for this event. And so donating, becoming a patron, that's what's going to keep Buddhist Biohacker alive. I love what I'm doing. But I also, you know, appreciate any flow of abundance that can come my way for this work that we are doing, because it's so important. So just so you guys know that, that is where you can get your Encyclopedia of Light, is directly on the Light Library. And my intention is that the Ajatakasha Institute supports all of us light workers as teachers, as healers, really bringing us into, you know, a space of abundance and joy and continuing to connect with us. So all of the presentations in this summit and all four of them, all of these events are contributions to that Light Library. So anyway, there's my piece about that. So
amazing.
It's our own little virtual Hogwarts.
Yes. Oh, which I love. I love.
Did you ever see The Worst Witch though?
No, what is that?
Oh my God. So if you guys watch The Worst Witch, it has Tim Curry in it, of all things. It's older. I think it's from the 80s. It was my favorite Halloween movie. So no offense to the author of Harry Potter, but if you watch The Worst Witch, it's literally the Harry Potter, not the whole intense story, but there's definitely, that had to have been some kind of inspiration for it. But it's such a great little movie about this witch who's just, she's just terrible at what she's doing. And then she finds herself. And I just,
she remembers who she is. She awakens to who she is.
Exactly. When I was a kid, I was like, I just want to be at a witch school. And then of course, Harry Potter came out and I was an adult and I was still like, I want to be at the witch school. Yeah. And, so now we have our own very own witch school, which is super awesome. Although it's much more focused on shadow work and all those things, but yes. Anyways,
which shadow work is, you know, is essential. Mm-hmm. We often resist it, but it's how we awaken. You know, you have to go in there and get in there. And again, you know, I keep bringing it back to essential oils, but that, you know, yeah. That's the essential oils help us. And, you know, for me, this experience of being human and, you know, getting out of the narrative and changing patterns and awakening and remembering who we are, it's not always easy. Sometimes it's hard and there's pain with it. And so if there's something that will help me to ease it or to support me and, you know, carry me through it a bit, I'm all for that. And that's what I have found with, you know, the essential oils. They really do that. They really, you know, especially like all this heart stuff. I've been using my Protect blend is all for the heart center, and it helps to remove the stuff that we've taken on from other people, and it provides a protective bubble so that we keep our energy and others keep theirs. But it works really heavily on our heart and on just unconditional love. And you know, I've been using that like crazy, and it's helped me. It's helped me to release. Like to just move to that space of love, which is not always easy to do, you know, mm-hmm. But I'm grateful because, you know, that they're here, they're Earth's medicine, right? Yeah. Those, the floral essential oils, they are all about love and our heart. That's their job, is to help us move to that space of love, you know? So we got to utilize all this amazing stuff that the Earth offers.
It's so beautiful. And I love the idea of using essential oils to pull you out of your head and into your heart space, because mm-hmm. That's a really simple thing. That doesn't require some kind of meditation. It doesn't require, you know, a bunch of mental activity. It's like, just use it and it just drops you into your heart space. And I think we could all use that for sure. You need it to make a scent called Snap Out of It.
Yes, I do. You know, and that's a little bit, this new one that I created that's in my group right now.
Yeah.
Reclaim. That's a little bit of what that is. It's strong yet soft. It's got some soft undernotes, and you know, it, as it lingers, it softens, but that's part of what it is. It's like, we don't have time to mess. Like, we've got to reclaim our precious space, our precious mental and heart real estate. We don't have time for anybody else to be controlling it. You know, we got to mm-hmm. reclaim it now. So.
Oh, I love that. So reclaim. So I want you to take some space before we run out of time. Good grief, the time. I love how fast the time has flown this week. Yes. I mean, it really goes to show we're in this present moment, you know. But how can we order your stuff online? Like, how can Absolutely. We get everything and let everyone know what you have and what we can access and how to do it so that we can all go order it now. I'm going to
okay.
some reclaim.
Okay. So, Reclaim isn't available right this moment. It's only in my group. It will okay. be soon, okay. but there's lots of stuff on there to help us reclaim, to help us move into the heart space. So lots of other blends that are helpful. So go to michellesnelling.com, Michelle with one L, Snelling with two, and .com, and you'll find everything I offer there, the essential oils, the salt sprays, the scrubs, the soaking salts. They're all high frequency, really effective. And on there, you can also look, and I can't remember what it is right now. It might be under guidance. I've got a new website, so I'm not positive, but I think it's under guidance. You can actually schedule some one-on-one time with me. It's absolutely free. And we can connect and I can recommend for you personally. So it's a wonderful way for you to make sure that you are getting the products that will help you, that will meet you where you are right this minute and help you with your journey of awakening.
I love it. Eve has a question. She says, I've been recommended to use frankincense or black spruce to heighten connection to spirit and meditation. She said, comment, question mark.
Absolutely. Both of those are really good. What I always recommend, I always tell people to be a little bit careful, because this is why I often use, why I make blends and why I prefer them, is because when we are in meditation, we always want to connect with our highest self, but we are not able to connect without being embodied and grounded as well. Okay. So frankincense has some grounding, but it's more of a connecting oil. And black spruce is grounding. And it's the opposite. We can't ground without being connected. So like my earth oil has lots of things to ground us into our first energy center and really grow those roots of grounding. But they also have oils to connect us to our higher self, because if we're connected to our higher self, our grounding is going to be more effective and permanent. So absolutely, those are two great ones. You know, I might use them in conjunction, you know, make a little blend out of it, you know. So that when we're talking grounding, it's the trees, it's the conifers, the evergreens, the trees that stay green all year. Those are the ones that are really, really grounding. The ones that are connecting are the higher vibrating oils like Lang Lang and bergamot and, you know, things like that. They're really fragile, not fragile, but they're really high vibrating. I don't know. My word escapes me, but doesn't matter. So anyway, yeah, I hope that helps, Eve.
That's awesome. Well, and I think it's always good to find what works for you, because I think there can, and that's what I think is so special about what you do, because to be able to talk to you and have you make some blends for me, like, I know that they're for me and my energy field to connect or to do whatever the intention is versus just getting something because of what it says it does. I think that makes it cool and unique and more tailored. Cause I think sometimes this works for that person, but you know, the way that we connect isn't the same for every person, you know?
Absolutely, because we're all energy and we're all unique energy. And I love that. That's one of the favorite things about what I do, is how personal it is. You know, it's not a one size fits all. I had a client message me the other day, and she was going through, she had some headache and some discomfort in other places. And she's like, you know, what do you recommend? And I said, okay, this is what I'm feeling. Do you have this, this, and this? She said, yes. And I said, okay. And I gave her the recipe of what to do, when, which one to use at which time, in which order, and then, you know, wait and then repeat whatever. And it worked, you know. She messaged me back in like an hour and said, oh my God, like, I feel completely different. And it's the products are great, but it's that personal, you know, that intuitive part that I can tune into her energy and know exactly what she needs, right? It's not going to be the same with somebody else. So that's how it's effective.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Lisa.
Michelle, I love you so much. And Michelle's going to be back for sure. We'll be back in December, but I know we're going to do more in the coming new year and more mediumship for sure. I think everybody loved that as well. And
yeah, that was fun.
I'm so happy to have you be a part of this.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you. And I just quickly, I want to just address Eve. Yes, I do ship to Canada. No problem. I have lots of clients and customers in Canada. So thank you so much and happy Friday, everybody. And thank you all for being here. I appreciate the comments and the questions, and let me know if you'd like some help with awakening to your true self.
Oh, I love you, Michelle. Thank you,
love
everybody.
You, Lisa.
We're going to be back in 6 minutes with Monique Toe talking about the yogic diet, which I'm interested to hear what she has to say. So
yes.
We'll see you guys shortly.